All right, the time's 8:32. We're back into a regular session.
And then just let the record reflect that you're not taking any official action as a result of the closed session.
And we're not taking any official action as a result of the closed session.
Okay, so then I'll update on some of the other legal happenings. Judge McKiff, as you know, he's relatively new. He's been around a little bit. So he changed how we're doing justice court. The time commitment's the exact same. All he did, instead of an hour once a week, he just moved it all to one day. So now, once a month, we have 4 to 8 hours worth of court. That doesn't count preparation, phone calls, all that. That's just in court. But just so you guys are aware, that's how he kind of handled it. Switched that, which it's sixes for me, so it doesn't really matter. Look at the list here. They said, I'll keep working, and however, whatever direction you want to head with the issue that was brought up today, you guys are the legislative body, which is correct. But just so you guys are aware, moving forward, so a mayor and a council mayor of form of government does not have veto power. Mm-hmm. He can be a tie-breaking vote, and you know, his main job is to run the day-to-day of the city, that kind of stuff, but does not have veto power. But
depending on how many council members there are, he would have a vote in some cases, right?
Yeah, there are some cases where he may, and he can break ties and things of that nature. So you know, if there's four of you here and it's a 2-2 tie, he can vote to break and different things like that.
Right. But he can't count as the...
He can't be a third.
He can't be the third. There's only two of us, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, it has to be a call.
So he really is just a tiebreaker, really.
Yeah. And as far as that, you know, we've all talked quite a bit about that whole process. And if there's new evidence, you should consider it. I don't know whether there is or there isn't. I have no idea. As far as that, we do need to start progressing towards looking at an ordinance and all that kind of stuff.
Real fast. And we would just have to do a city council meeting for that, right?
It would be
a city council meeting.
You would handle it just like you would any other ordinance.
Okay.
Any other ordinance would follow that exact same process.
You have to have a public hearing for it.
Right.
Yeah, because the whole idea would be to try to make it so that everybody that utilizes the pond or draws from the pond or is involved in the pond pays a share of the maintenance of the pond.
Yeah.
Right. Pretty common sense process that, you know, obviously for a lot of reasons, gentlemen's agreements from 30 years ago, all kinds of stuff, you know, that you're in this predicament because of that. But that will help also prevent any Sanderson issues moving forward, too.
Right.
It's all spelled out and everybody gets to weigh in on it. And, you know, we've talked about structuring it based upon shares in the pond. That's probably the most common sense way to do it, but you can certainly look at other options. And that'll be up to you guys how you want to do it. You know, my job is to tell you whether or not you can do something, not whether you should. You guys are elected to decide the should. But something needs to be done. So we're going to keep the mayor and I sent him a bunch of stuff right before he left for Guatemala. That's where he's at, right? And so he got all that stuff. I got him what he needed before he left. So we are progressing on the overall project. Let's see.
So you recommend getting the ordinance written up for that then? So that it's...
Yeah.
Set in stone.
Yeah, and Matt agreed to kind of let me bounce some ideas off of him without charging you guys, which is good. Because Austin Ritter would bill you from reading, that's the idea, is to make sure that it is litigation proof, right out of the gate. That's part of what we've been working on leading up to all this, is to make sure that we're good on this. And I had already presented the idea to Matt, and he agreed. He thinks it'll stand constitutional muster. Yeah, I think we're good on that.
But if there's additional things that need to be brought up, then we can have another city council meeting.
Oh, certainly. And you can always amend an ordinance. Like, even if you enact the ordinance and 6 months into it, you're like, oh, this isn't working how we thought it would or should, you can vote to change the ordinance at any point. Even scrap the ordinance in its entirety. Just going through my checklist. If you guys have any off the top of your head, I've just got a whole list. So, Utah Code Annotated 26B-4-207 was enacted this last legislative session. It went into effect July 1 of this year. We have to enact a policy governing and allowing city employees, so Jonah and a couple of Lacey, and it only affects a few of you, but you have to have a written policy. You can no longer prohibit a city employee from using medical marijuana if lawfully obtained under a doctor's care. So we have to have a policy on that. The policy basically states that you cannot fire somebody for using it, but it does prohibit the employee from being at work while impaired. It doesn't define what impaired is, but I'm currently looking into that to figure out what that is. We ran into the issue at the county. They actually have an employee that does have a car and does drive. And so we're looking at setting a threshold level so that in theory that person can use it at night for what it's been legally prescribed, wake up in the morning and be okay to drive. CDL stuff is a different ballgame. If it's an employee that needs a CDL, then you still can prohibit them from using it. I would assume it would fall similar to how we treat Percocets and things like that, right? You don't want, you operate equipment after you've taken, two Percocets, really. So it would be a similar kind of thing, but we are required to have a policy, and you cannot discipline an employee for the use of medical marijuana. Everything has to be tidied up. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but with medical marijuana, you can't burn it, so you can't, smoke a joint, you can't smoke a pipe. That has to be either vaped or consumed via gummies. So even though you don't have every employee's, the statute does require us to have a policy. So I'll put one together. Realistically, it'll be like two paragraphs. And then if, do you function as the HR?
Yeah.
So if,
an
employee comes to the mayor and says, hey, Jonah says, hey, I've got migraines, I need some marijuana, I've got a legal prescription from Dr. Whoever, and then you would submit all your paperwork to Lacey. Lacey would just keep it in his personnel file, and that's how that would work. So do you guys have any questions on that?
Bad news, I got a CDL, so that ain't gonna work for me.
Nope, but Lacey, she sure can come to work, babe.
Right.
When you guys start getting strange memos from Lacey, you'll know. So yeah, that's where we're at. We really don't have a choice. So I'll put together a little one-page policy on that. Not even one page.
I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, I think we will too. We just have to, if for some reason we get audited, we have to show that it's in our policies. So.
We might want to talk to Tim because he's backwards on this. Who wants to tell him that?
Where's it at?
Oh, is it?
In your policy manual?
17.
Haven't even looked at it.
No.
Speaking of which.
How much one?
The employee policy manual.
HR. Isn't that what we call it? Our HR lady?
Well, the external one we hired.
Not so good, huh?
No.
Mm-mm.
It's bad.
So that's all my active. I just double checked my list. That's all the active stuff. We finished up a bunch. They're closed up.
Yeah, thank
so.
You. If you that's nice. Nice to be cleaned up, too.
Yep. Once we get this P&L done and the pawn contracts, then we'll really be.
I think
nice.
Pawn contract's going to be a can of worms.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you saw it today. It's going to be. And it's one of those things that. You could give them both really good things, and both sides are going to be upset in some way or another. It is. That's people don't realize how hard it is to be an elected official in a legislative body. It's a tough job. So, yep, that'll be tough. So that's all from me. I think she sent you these. If you want the attachments, I can certainly give them to you. It's just all the contracts and things like that that I used to create the letter. So, and I'll keep you posted. Like I said, Kirk Hansen is really close, and then we'll work on getting those changed. You have to get, once you get the water shares, we have to get them changed over and stuff. But that's easier.
Thank you.
Yep. So that's it for me.
Thanks. Then I guess I'll accept the motion to adjourn this meeting.
Let me ask one more question
oh,
before we adjourn.
Sorry.
Speaking of secondary water, how are we looking on that up to this point as far as consumption?
What's yeah, there's available? A lot of people watering in the middle of the day all the time.
I know.
What's going on? Just no limits, yeah.
You're right very around fitness. Town, most people never stop watering, right?
But can isn't it a state law that you're not supposed to water between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m.?
Uh-huh. So, can we stop?
Well, I don't know. I'm in there.
Everywhere. I guess I'm in there, too, because I usually start watering when I get home, which is usually about 5 o'clock, so I'm...
Shame on you, Mark.
Well, it's
I can't believe that.
It's just the point where you want to, I would at least inform everybody, whether it's in a newsletter or on your Facebook page or whatever, like a friendly reminder, and then you can decide a cutoff enforcement point.
Or even just stop by and talk, just friendly telling them.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, go through the informing process, and then if you have a repeat offender, you know, you may not want to go ticket everybody that's a half hour over the time type
right.
of thing, but...
Yeah.
If you notice somebody that's starting at
1 o'clock,
that'll just be up to you guys. But I definitely would start with informing first. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how Gunnison Res is looking?
I haven't heard a thing from Canyon, so I don't know where we're sitting. Okay. It must be okay.
I don't think we've been full and overflowing for a long time like we were this year, right?
Yeah.
A huge blessing.
Yeah, probably for 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, 9 miles sugar dropping in a hurry.
It is. It dropped quick. But I think Gunnison Res is a different ballgame, though, right? Whole lot more, and then there's more coming into it, I think, even though we're past the runoff.
Yeah. I'll reach out to Canyon and see if he can just give me an update where we're at on Slipknot.
So, don't they usually have their board meetings the last Wednesday of the month?
I'm not sure.
I kind of think they do.
Yeah.
To decide what, you know, for the new month.
Okay.
So that would be next week then, right?
Nice.
How's our overflow looking?
Actually, 2 weeks in.
It's a lot. But I think I'm going to turn the cemetery up because we're drying up over there.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
So we haven't had to turn pumps on.
We turned pumps on. Our flow started going way down. So we actually thought we was running out of water.
Oh.
We turned the pump on for a couple of days. And there must have been like an air bubble or something because it is just like flying back in there again. So. But. I do want to turn the cemetery up one more day. I think the park looks okay, but the cemetery's drying out.
had overflow, right, though, Jonah?
Yeah,
which is why we're turning up.
Yeah, it's like 100,000 a week.
Oh, really? 100,000 a week. What's down? Who's 100,000 a day, right?
No. Yeah, it probably was. But we're hearing this thing.
I thought when we gave Parker his, it was over.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That's exactly right. It was.
Can I turn that water on in the center?
Yeah, I'm just going to get it one more day. It's that thing we're losing over there. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's terrible enough. It, I mean, if versus throwing it in that pond, I should throw it on the center a lot.
Hopefully we can get one of these thunderstorms to just nail us.
Yeah, give us a little bit of hot.
Nice.
Perfect. Anything else?
If there's nothing else, I move we adjourn.
Okay. Motion to adjourn by Councilman Hanson. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Hanson. All those in favor?
Aye.
4-0. It is 8:48.
Thank you, Lacey.